With Colorado Public Radio News, I'm Jonathan Brown. The fight over redrawing Colorado's congressional district started in earnest today. Both parties unveiled their proposals for redistricting, and they couldn't be further apart. Colorado Public Radio's Megan Verlee has more.
The law requires that every congressional district in the state have exactly the same number of people based on the 2010 census. But exactly how you divide up all those people depends on what criteria you care about. And when the legislature's bipartisan redistricting committee met to show each other their maps, it was clear the two parties care about very different things. For Republicans like Senator Greg Brophy, it comes down to minimizing changes to the current map.
And so if we were to adopt a map a lot like Map C, you know, on one day, people in Colorado would go to bed that night being in a congressional district, and the next morning, to the greatest extent possible, most of them would wake back up in the exact same congressional district.
The Republicans tweak boundary lines one way or another, but their proposal generally looks a lot like the state's current congressional districts. Not so with the Democratic maps. Senator Raleigh Heath co-chairs the redistricting committee.
We tried very hard not to draw unrealistic safe seats for either party, all at the same time recognizing communities of interest. One important characteristic of a community of interest that we recognized is city integrity.
The Democratic map stretched the 3rd Congressional District, currently held by Republican Scott Tipton, across the southern half of the state. The 2nd District, which Democrat Jared Polis represents, would cover the northwestern quarter, including Grand Junction. And the 4th CD, held by Republican Cory Gardner, would be restricted to the northeastern corner of the state, adding in more Front Range cities. Those are some big changes, but Democratic Senator Gail Schwartz says they aren't out of line when you look at how much congressional maps have moved over the years.
I think that does give a great historical perspective, the concept of just small changes. Well, that's not something that necessarily has been embraced historically.
This hearing was only supposed to be a chance for the two parties to introduce their proposals, but at the end of the presentations, Republican Representative Don Corum couldn't restrain himself. Corum represents a district on the western slope.
I'm looking at a map that more than likely would have 7 congressmen living within a mile of DIA. The western slope, the San Luis Valley, the eastern plains, the chances of us electing a representative under any of your plans would be very minimal.
That was just the first shot fired against the Democrats' redistricting plan. Moments after the hearing ended, House Speaker Frank McNulty held an impromptu press conference to slam the proposal. He accused Democrats of trying to swing the balance of power in their favor.
I am extremely offended that the Senate Democrats would use this public process as a smokescreen to draw districts for 2 of their members. It is an absolute shame.
Senator Heath says he greatly resents those accusations. According to Democrats' calculations, 3 of their proposed districts are almost equally split between party affiliations.
We have drawn as close as we possibly could to creating competitive maps.
Republicans and Democrats will have their first public debates over the redistricting maps at a hearing Tuesday night. While the legislature's bipartisan committee was set up to achieve compromise, today's anger suggests the lines drawn on their proposed maps could be hard to cross. Megan Verlee, Colorado Public Radio News.
Find a link to the proposed congressional redistricting maps and more information about the process on our website, cpr.org.